The message of Jesus is always a message of hope and joy. You believe that? Do you live that? Oftentimes when I hear people quoting the Bible to each other, it's done with a sense of foreboding, a warning, a sense of guilt and shame. That's not what Jesus does. He comes to his followers and to you and I with a message only of hope and joy. And if we are to follow Jesus, then we are to make that choice also in our use of the faith. We have to stop imposing on other people our warnings, our fears, our disappointments, as if blaming God for what happens. Today's gospel is a perfect example. The gospel writer is answering the question, why aren't more people following Jesus? He's preached his message to many, many people, but only a few are following. It's a good question. It's a good question as much today as it was at the time of Christ. And the gospel writer proposes an answer. He says Jesus taught this parable about the sower and the seed. Now you've heard this parable preached about many times, and we all kind of have it down. But I'd like to suggest that if we use the model that Jesus preaches hope and joy, that we might come to another conclusion about the import of this gospel. See, I think it's really about Jesus saying people are at different places in the growth of their faith. And Jesus, the Word of God, the seed, is distributed many, many times. It's not a one-time event. It's many times where we receive the Word of God. Many times we have an awakening in a circumstance that doesn't even have anything to do with faith or church. And we just kind of get it, that life is a little different than we thought it was. So Jesus says some people's moment of faith is like a beaten path, and the seed falls on it and they're just not able to use it. Some people's is like rocky ground where it can take root and they're excited and they're enthused about their faith, but then it seems to wane. And some people's is like thorny soil where it strangles the seed from growing. We're all at different places in our faith life. What we need to realize is that we, the soil, can change. We're not one thing at one time forever. We can change through nurturing, through receiving the right benefits and the right support. We become more fertile soil that can receive the Word of God and then become fruitful. Isn't that a better message than saying those who didn't receive the Word of God are done with? It's over. They've lost their chance. No, Jesus' Word is always full of hope and joy. And it's up to us to examine His Word, to listen to the Gospels and the Scriptures, and to hear that message of joy and hope. When we walk away with another message, it's coming from inside of us, our own fears, our own guilt. It's not what Christ does. Christ came to give the people hope, to tell them everything's going to be all right. You've got time. The soil will change. You will change. You will go through life experiences that will change you. You'll be much different when you're 50 than when you were 20. And that's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself, and don't be so hard on everyone else. Don't be constantly judging one another as if you can evaluate what kind of soil they are and what their lack of faith means. You don't know what the next moment will bring. And one of the greatest realities of our Catholic faith is the understanding that we can change, that this next moment can be a better moment than the last, that we can become more open to the Word of God. So instead of hearing it with fear and warning, with drudgery and depression, with unhappiness and a sense of failure, let us hear the Word of God as a message of joy and of hope.